Members of the student group Stop the War say that the university is using intimidation tactics to stop them from protesting on campus. The accusation stems from an investigation by the UW into complaints made by employees of the Military Sciences Department. Some felt that members of Stop the War had intimidated them during a rally outside of their building on November 2nd, including pounding on windows and doors. In response to their complaints, the Office of the Dean of Students sent a letter to the group threatening disciplinary action against some of its members. Stop the War member Brian Carey says that the action taken by the university is a threat to the community's long-standing tradition of political dialogue.
There's such a thing as freedom of speech or the right to dissent, and I mean, by them taking this action, they're basically saying that you can't have free speech or you can't have any dissent.
Meanwhile, the Office of the Dean of Students states that the letter sent to Stop the War is a standard letter sent out to any group or individual who may have violated school policy. Usually concerns such as these are not handled at such a high level unless the allegations are severe. Interim Associate Dean Elton Krim says that no one's out to get anyone in this inquiry.
Most of the deans here are also not in favor of the war, so we really don't have any personal agenda with respect to this particular issue. We don't have any liaisons, there's no conspiracy with other departments or particular university perspective on this issue. And in fact, we embrace wholeheartedly students' right to express themselves and protest.
Stop the War says they may seek an injunction against the University of Wisconsin. Aaron Seith, Wisconsin Public Radio.